All right.
I wonder how that'll sound, because I was trying to, in my head, I got a theme song now. Like, I got it, but I was trying to do it to the beat that wasn't there. That might sound pretty. That might sound pretty cool. Sound like, what? Do they get surround? Is that the live band? Is Fat Pig there? What's that? What are they called?
Big Pig, I think.
Such a shitty band.
I love Fat Pig. They're like, we're named Pig Big.
We're named Pig Big.
Pig Big.
I was at that Against Me show, and there was a band called Big Eyes that opened up.
Big Guys?
Big Guys. And I.
Or Big Eyes.
Big Eyes. Like, Big Eyes. Like, hey.
And well, if you do those eyes, though, you could be looking at a big guy.
Yeah, so I was talking to them after the show. I was like, hey, man, great set. Oh, I forget what I said, but I butchered their name. I was like, oh, what are you guys, the Bad Eyes? Like, Big Eyes. They were just pissed. I'm like, all right, sorry to be a new fan.
Okay, brand yourself, bro.
I was like, my bad.
I could see you just fucking running away.
I was like, all right, I just did the old, all right, and I just walked away.
Listen, you just make a sound.
And just waited for that Laura Jane Grace dude. Guy, woman.
She's an it now.
Yeah, she is an it.
She's the it girl.
She's
the
so
it girl it. Of punk rock.
you're so it.
That's terrible.
Fuck change, man. Oh, man, we've taken a little bit of a hiatus, but we're coming back full steam.
Came back. I lopped my dick off. I'm a woman now.
I am it. I'm the it thing girl. Podcast.
I'm the it girl. No, I mean, this is great to be. I feel like this is too close to me. Like, I'm going to be really raucous. I'm going to move this back.
You can move back a little. I'll move back, too. So.
Yeah. It was real close to me.
No, I'll do it. I'm going to bring the chair around.
No.
I'm going to bring it around.
He's done.
I'm going to get right into this.
Whoa, all right. Guys,
we'll go episode one style.
We're going live. Wow, look at this.
Episode one.
So now, because me and Tim were just pretty much next to each other on a couch, now we're across from each other.
Yeah, we just, this is improv at its finest.
This is basically improv.
Yeah. Like,
two chairs and a yes and.
And I nailed it.
Ready, make me an offer.
All right. I'll give you this half full water bottle for the half empty.
I meant an offer. I meant an offer, or like an improv offer. Like to start a scene. It's just, you know, it's over. Scene.
I thought we were doing like a Tony Montana thing. Like, make me an offer, I can't refuse.
That's not even Tony Montana.
I know. I'm the king of that. I'll say words, Bill's like, that word is not what that means.
It's exactly what you're thinking when you were like, all your quips. And you were trying to say like, my quirks, but you kept calling them quips. And quips are quick jokes. So I was like, maybe he means that? Because I make a lot of little stupid jokes.
I do that all the time. I try to sound smarter than I am. I was like, I don't even know what this word means. Why am I trying to sound smarter than I am? That's like how we were with the shit thing. We're like, constipated? Consummated? What was the word we had? It was a couple. Dude, we've been so far removed from an episode.
Self-deprecating.
Deprecating and defecating.
But I was saying self-deprecating.
Deprecating.
Johnny deprecating.
Yeah.
Johnny deprecating. I had some buddies who put up some posts on Facebook talking about how they laugh talking about Johnny Deprecon. Like, other people remember him. I'm so happy that Bakesy reminded us of that. Too fucking good. That was the last time that we had a podcast, was when we were introing, we were revealing the Baker Roast to Baker. Now it's a week after the roast. This is 1 week exactly.
Yeah.
How has your life changed, man?
I'm just more cynical. We had a fantastic night. We're going to get into the roast of Matt Baker on our next episode, but we can touch on it briefly now. We fucking nailed it.
Touch.
Dude, nailed it.
Yeah, it went well. It went good.
It went really well. I think the best compliment out of everything was how well it was put together from what people were saying. They were like really impressed by
and
that.
I think people were thinking, show the Beachcomber, you know, probably just Greg Tregelis.
Greg Tregelis playing in a band.
But then, I think we had something different going there.
Yeah, that was my favorite compliment that anyone gave. I was like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. And, like, so many people were bummed that they missed it now because they heard how good it was.
Yeah, to that I say, fuck you, man.
Yeah, fuck you. Now you gotta enjoy the video when it comes out.
Thanks for underestimating us.
Yeah. Dan Harrell, I just saw a snap of him today, and he's actually working on that soon. He had, like, 226 files he had to, like, drag over, and he had, like, one of those, like, like, when you send me a photo, like, how long your phone needs to update or something. He had that, and I was like, holy shit, he has his work cut out for him.
I'm trying to meet up with him, actually, to try to help with some of the editing. I want to get hands-on.
Awesome. Just take a look at it.
I get a look, and then plus, I like the whole video editing right there, down to, like, this. I enjoy it.
Yeah. You're a big fan of that. I don't have the patience for it. To get down to I can barely do the nitty gritty on the garage band for this episode.
I'm like 99% patience and 1%
impatient. Right?
See, I just tested your patience. I was going to make you wait, and you waited at 0.4, like, not, like, maybe 0.2, said you were like, impatience. You were, like, already guessing. Who's the 1%? Who's the 1%? Jumps out the window. Tim just Superman out the window. I'm going to hit pause and just see if he's okay.
See if he's all right, ladies and gentlemen.
He's 1%. Hey.
Well, fuck you, Bill.
Fucking beeping me, bro.
This is my podcast. But, I was going to go back to the Johnny Deprecon thing real quick.
Oh, please.
That fucking asshole made, like, Quincy shut down. People had to, like, because he was filming and squatting for that thing. And people
wait,
like,
Johnny Deprecon?
Yeah, Johnny Deprecon.
Or Johnny Depp?
Johnny Deprecon. He's from now on.
Johnny Deprecon is one of the fucking things I've ever encountered.
I was like, people were like fucking going apeshit to go see that asshole. That guy hasn't been in a good movie since Blow.
And that movie Blew.
You know what I mean?
I don't. What's that movie? Public Enemies.
Yeah, that movie was okay. It was all right.
They talked about his twill jacket.
Yep.
Christian Bale.
It was just like a cool like old school like visual type thing to see, but like movie wise, it wasn't that great. Like the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's like,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Deprecon.
Well, this movie gonna suck, dude. Black Mass.
But I think it's a Scorsese.
That kind of changes things.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna suck, dick. But we're gonna have to, like, it's gonna be one of those Boston movies that everyone like, oh yeah.
Your dad's gonna hate it.
Yeah.
You know I mean, your father, like older men are gonna hate it. Our group will be like, it was great, and young kids are gonna like live by it and quote it. Like,
yeah.
Like, casually. Fuck off.
Making all Vulgar reviews. Johnny Depp.
I think Tim's dropping quotes from Black Mass that haven't happened yet. And it's just quotes from old movies.
That I don't know the movie.
He's looking at you, Depp.
Hey, he's looking at you, Depp.
Snakes. It had to be snakes.
I'm gonna get these motherfucking snakes out of this motherfucking Boston.
And that's, of course, Tim thinks that's Harrison Ford on Air Force One.
Yeah, I thought that was Harrison Ford.
That's how Tim's mind works, just this mashup. So he takes a quote in a different movie in a context, and he's like, must have been this movie.
Yeah, and I just live my life like no care in the world.
Air Force One.
Air Force Two, the sequel. Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, guess what? I'm in. I'm about to down this bucket.
You've been cranking that free. I haven't gone food shopping in a while. That's how busy we've actually both been. He's like, can I get a snack? I'm like, go for it. He's like, I guess I'll just have a Werther.
I hit both ends of the snack spectrum. I had a Werther's original, like a 100-year-old person, and then I had a Freeze Pop, like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
That's good. Like, I rounded it up.
Freeze Pops are universal, man. You can never decline Freeze Pop. Yeah. They're phenomenal. Great summer treat. And I think today's the first day of summer officially, right?
Holy crap, it's June 21st.
Yeah, and this is the episode 21.
Happy summer. What?
Yeah. We're going to have a fun name of this episode.
Wow.
Summer solstice.
Is that today? Bogus solstice?
Bogo
solstice? I don't know.
That's a behind the scenes type of thing.
We're gonna workshop it. We're going to workshop it.
Oh, shit, man. So, mostly this episode, we're going to go
over some great stuff.
The what else you're going to do Wednesday that happened right before the roast. That was the Wednesday prior. So it was last Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday and a half ago.
And we did three different interviews with six people. Five people.
Five people.
So we started off with Tom Boyer.
Tommy Boyer of the Improv Save My Life podcast and of the he's in the group in the Eagle Come.
Bits Talk Station.
Yep, Boston Improv Talk Station. And he puts, you know, he's going to have, and I'm sorry to sidetrack this, but he's going to, you know, Bulldoze is in full effect.
If we had the sound effects for that coming. This is your Bulldoze of the week.
Every time, dude, that's got to be a sound. You've got to do that sound effect.
The Bulldoze sound of the week.
You guys will see what, because we're about to do it. We're going to put it in. It's going to have just happened. And I think we'll get that in. But he wants to have an episode of a podcast on Bits every day of the week. So Monday through Friday, we could be whatever, like whenever they get released, he's gonna put it up.
Cool.
So, but that's good information. But he's on the podcast.
Yeah, we interview him initially. We've always been trying to get him on for a full episode, but we still haven't found time. Yeah. We can really find time for each other. But it was good to talk with him about the show.
He's gonna come on soon.
Yeah, and then we had Sam Eich that I never heard of until that night.
fucking funny motherfucker.
Yeah, who fucking, like, blew my mind. Like, my Lindsay's friend Jess showed up, and she was, like, hooting and hollering behind me, like, clapping, standing
spilling
up.
Spilling
her drink. Yeah, dude, she was like, oh! Just fucking going crazy.
He's Wayne Braintree.
Yeah, Wayne Braintree. He was really good.
No, very funny guy. Commanded the stage.
Yeah, we'll go over him, and then we ended it with a very drunk Greg, Dan Harrow from Scoobius Productions.
Yep.
And Matt Baker from
You say Scooby-Doo Productions?
Scooby-Doo Productions.
Dan Harrow from Scooby-Doo
Productions. I still can't even say that word. Scrupulous?
Fruit-juiciless?
Skittles Productions. Taste the rainbow.
Taste that rainbow.
And then Matt
Baker. A very drunk Porto was putting away equipment and, like, wandered on to wandered near the mics.
Hey you!
I think he didn't he come up behind us, like, doing an impression? We're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's a maniac.
Absolute maniac.
But yeah, but then we were talking about the roast. I forget if Greg was there on purpose or not.
I forget. But
because if we're talking about the roast, he obviously would have been there. But.
Yeah, I had to like cut short because he was like trying to make jokes at the end and I just weren't landing. I was like, all right, man, you go home.
You pack up that guitar.
Yeah, guitar. And then, yeah, so pretty much this episode was supposed to be released before that, so I think we talk about that at the end. I was listening to the interviews to edit all of it, and it was like, all right, make sure you go to the roast of Matt Baker. So if you didn't go,
yeah,
fuck you.
And they're like, well, we didn't know you. We didn't. The podcast wasn't out.
All my info comes from Bill and Tim's Bogus Podcast.
I wouldn't even know if a meteorite hit the Earth. A meteorite actually wouldn't do a lot of damage. I think a meteor hitting the Earth would be worse.
Meteorite would take like a house out, maybe.
Yeah,
two.
Meteorite's like the kind of hits like the car bumper.
Yeah.
And hits your bumper.
You come out, you just go, what the fuck?
Like, you can catch with the baseball glove. I think that was in a movie, wasn't
it? No, Godfather 2?
Fredo.
Just out there, just fucking catching meteorites. Oh, man, so we can get into this first interview with Tom.
I say we get into the first interview with Tom. Let's intro that in. I'm probably going to play some cool music. Maybe we'll just kind of snap.
Yeah.
Snap.
And next on Bill and Tim's Bogus Podcast, we have Tom Boyer from Eagle Gum.
Snaps.
Snaps.
Freeze pops.
Bowl of Cheerios.
Microphone.
Lighter.
Illegal narcotics.
Just kidding. All right, so Tom Boyer is here.
TV.
Enjoy.
Bill and Tim's Podcast here at Maggie's Lounge.
Maggie's Lounge. What else are you going to do Wednesday?
The second show. What else are you going to do Wednesday? We're actually lucky enough to have Tom Boyer on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tom from the Improv Save My Life Podcast and from Eagle Come, who performed tonight, which was a blast. He's on another team now, too. You're on another team.
Yeah. We haven't really worked out the name. We went by Bazooka Joe and the Pixies Monday.
What?
Yeah, it was just a last minute.
I like it because it reminds me of the fucking penny candy from being a child.
And I was chewing it for like 10 seconds. That'd be good. Like, yeah, we're only good for 10 seconds, and you kind of just give up on us.
Flavor's gone.
Yeah.
We get one ask for it. We do a scene, then we leave the stage.
It's a bunch of people from my level 5 group. It was cool. We were just trying to get some stage time before we have to do our grand show.
How many people are in that?
Yeah, because Tom's going to be, how many are in your, well, probably the group's different from the grad stage.
Yeah, it's pretty much like an open invitation on the Monday shows, which we perform at. Anybody that's in my class wants to perform, they can. We haven't worked out all the details yet.
No, that's improv. You improv details.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of improv. Is nothing's planned.
Never trying to make wing it.
Never trying to make plans with someone who does improv because they'd be like, I'll wing it and it's okay.
And it's going to be hilarious. And
it's going to be just fine.
So I'm drinking.
I'm in.
Great job.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Bill,
come every Wednesday. That might happen a few times because we're still live here at the lounge at Maggie's Lounge on 3/8 Quincy. So get some people saying bye.
So I'm drinking Caliber, which is Guinness's non-alcoholic beer.
Is it good?
Yeah. Segways.
It's pretty good, but the problem is that I drink them as if they were alcoholic. Like I just pound them.
Did your driving become impaired?
No.
Judgment.
But I think if I got pulled over, they're like, you reek of booze. I'm like, I swear to you, officer.
Can you have those open in your car and drive around with them?
It's like it would be like that'd be like someone pulling you and be like, you have hand sanitizer in your car, just pulling you like a stadium, really busting your chops on it. There's so little alcohol in those. No, it's not considered. Gee, that's a good question. What is an alcoholic drink? And what percentage does it become alcoholic?
Yeah, I mean, even on this, they have to indicate there's a tiny bit of alcohol.
Yeah, a little bit.
But.
technically, right.
Like, would you be fucked like with an open canister of rubbing alcohol when you're driving?
If you had a canister, that sounds like bigger than a can. Canister sounds industrial. They're like, are you a domestic terrorist, yeah. Sir?
I work at shipping at a biotech company, and like over a certain amount, it becomes like a federal offense to be carrying like explosives or flammable liquids. So
wait,
that
what amount of explosives is okay to carry? Again, these amounts are thrown at me.
We always have a podcast of questions we'll never know the answer.
Oh, dude, me too. The king are just like, what's the deal with this? Like, well, next deal.
A lot of things are considered explosive, like an inhaler. Technically an explosive, but it's...
You make that
like albuterol?
Yeah.
Is it explosive?
Yeah. Most like anything, any condensed gas, like even I think aerosol sprays technically are explosive.
That's true. Yeah, explosives are sometimes built with household items I've read on.
It sounds like we have a live studio audience here, and we're killing it.
We get a live studio audience who has zero respect for the damn podcast. No, but I want to talk about Tom. Dude, Tom's got some big things coming up. He's had some huge guests on his podcast, Improv Save My Life, on the Vince Boston Improv Talk station.
That's right.
You said Matt Besserell.
Yeah, it was crazy. I just reached out to him on Facebook, and he agreed to do it. What I've been finding is people will do stuff. All you have to do is ask.
I found it on Craigslist myself. Sometimes a bit of money's needed, but for the most part...
That's a big step with just anything.
It's like asking. Well, Matt Besser founded UCB,
yeah.
Which he told Tom not to speak for you, but he's like, told Tom, he's like, I don't want to talk about that because I'm fucking... It's just like beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
He's done that so many times, so Tom fucking basically...
It sounded
really
a little...
had a conversation with him.
Yeah, I just talked to him. It might have been weird. Like, I think people might have been like, why didn't you talk to him about the UCB? But, you know... He didn't watch
it. Did his rider, bro. No brown M&Ms and no UCB. Matt Besser, you're in our air, folks. He's a diva.
He's a great guy.
There's a rumor going around. Had we asked Jeremy to be here today, we probably could have got the creative director of Improv Asylum to be here.
At Maggie's?
Yeah. He was...
What was the rumor?
He was going to perform with Mark and Lance. Hashtag comedy.
You're kidding me.
Hopefully
we get asked back because we'll definitely do that.
So that's, I think that's my big thing I would say today is don't be afraid to ask people for stuff, you know?
Give me $10.
I mean, but
give me 11.
It's like an I scratch your back, you scratch mine thing, you know?
Scratch my back? I'm not going to
scratch. You got it.
You just scratched my back. Don't be afraid, folks.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Good too, because I didn't know his name until me and you were talking about it before the episode. It does work out both ways.
Who's that, Jeremy or?
No, Matt Besser.
Oh, Matt Besser,
yeah.
You should know Jeremy Brothers' names. His name, Stun's one name. You should
know
I was
like, how many names do
you
got?
You should know Jeremy Brothers' Elias's.
Feels so uncomfortable right now.
I am on one knee next to the mic. These two guys got folding chairs, so if I sound uncomfortable, it's because I.
They're upset about how comfortable
you
were.
Yeah, I got a big fan base. They're here tonight, and they don't like to see me. In odd positions.
When you go.
No, you can say.
I'll go. Hold on. You go.
Another person I asked to be here, because we had a last minute cancellation, was Sam Mike, who killed it at stand up.
Sam Mike crushed. Actually, we're gonna have him on the podcast in a minute.
Yeah,
he crushed. I'll say good things in front, behind his back, not in front of him. He crushed it.
Yeah.
He took the room by the collar, and said. You listen to me and you laugh.
I wasn't even looking at him. I was looking at other people in the crowd just reacting to
him. I think I Snapchat.
It's as if we had a professional comic here.
Yeah, basically, he was very polished. He had a great set, man. Funny shit. It was refreshing. And you know what, too? We had a lot of talented comics.
Yeah.
A lot of people who just, like, came with good jokes. But it's the thing about this room. It's welcoming.
Yeah.
We're all amateurs.
You know what you're
Sam
coming
Mike
into.
Had to go show us up. Fucking piece of shit.
We had to follow him. Eagle Come went on last right after Sam. Tough act to follow.
But we did good.
We had a good set. I was really happy with our set.
I was happy with the set. I had
a lot of good sweeping, good movement of scenes, good variety. Came out well.
Got a lot of porto.
Really good.
That's great, by
the way. When are you guys doing the next show here? You know?
I'm thinking every 2 months would be good.
We do every month.
I think every month? Might as well try
I would
it.
Love that because
if you get the people, we'll do it monthly.
Yeah.
If we could.
Might as well give it a shot.
If we could, we will.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. But you know what? Tom will be there. Tim will be there. Maybe me and Tim will do another stand-up set like we did last time.
You with the roast.
Yeah, we've been focusing on the Matt Baker roast coming up pretty soon. Yeah. And that set of a bitch in the hot seat. Gonna be a great night Saturday.
Looking forward to that. Stacey's gonna
be
there,
right? Yeah, Stacey Kreppel, another Quincy comedian, is gonna be up. And dude, Tom, anything else to promote in the podcast?
No, I'm good for now.
We want to have you on for a full episode.
Yeah, not like just a half ass crowd.
Yeah, this is a seven minute 6 second bit.
Right. All right.
I got a timer.
Thanks, guys. Let me go here and grab Sam.
All right. Well, Tom goes and grabs Sam. We're gonna just kind of shit chat. We went to shit show.
So Sam Mike, who's in the next interview with us right now.
Yeah, Sam Mike's comedian. Funny man, wears glasses.
He looks like a young Bill Cosby when he takes his glasses off. That was one of the bits he did. That was five lost because he did that like pudding face. He was like,
yeah, he did the.
So if he in the interview, I think I didn't get to re-listen to it again.
Yes, he hosts a talk show.
Yes, and he was telling us about it. So
I believe it's at Improv Boston. It's something we should just look up the name right now to not fuck it up. But we'll plug it on the.
Says it in the interview. He goes over it in detail.
Was it like Boston this week or this?
Yeah,
week
he said he gave us tickets to it one time. And he plays like a lot of improv.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna scalp those.
One of the ones he talks about at the end. Sorry, spoiler alert. But he does like a game show with Craigslist. He reads a Craigslist post ad.
Yeah.
And you have to guess what state it's from. And I was like, that's fucking hysterical.
Boston.
But yeah, I don't know how you could check him out. I was trying to look for him on Facebook. I think I kept on calling him. I was looking it up. I was just typing his name wrong. But Sam Ike, I-K-E.
I-K-E, yeah.
You could probably find him anything, anywhere.
You could find him at his house.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of sleep work and some, yeah. Maybe you got to grease some palms. You could find where he sleeps.
Yeah. So we're going to bring you Sam Ike from... Sam Ike.
We're going to bring you Sam Ike or bring you comma Sam
Well, we're still
Ike.
Waiting for Tom comma. To bring us Sam.
Tom's taking his fucking sweet time.
Yeah, dude.
Tom's, we're looking at Ike's rider. He's got all these fucking, he's like, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have all fucking this.
Okay.
What kind of water would you have if you were a famous Tim and you were going to have like your dressing room water? What would you have?
Fiji, dude.
Really?
So cool. What would you have?
Sam's choice.
You're a fucking asshole. Sam Mike, everybody.
The eagle has landed. We like Ike. So, hey, have you ever heard that before? Is that original?
I have. I even have buns.
What do you know?
I have some of the buns, yeah. My grandfather was like an antique dealer, and he had some of those buns, and I have a few in my like drawer. It's super funny. I mean, I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know anything about Eisenhower, so I feel like I should study him.
He developed the interstate.
Yeah. He's dead.
There's like a whole rhyme and reason. Like I-95 means you're gonna go back to 95, but if it's I-94, you don't go back. Like the evens and odds. Something blew my dick up. It's actually Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, yeah.
They set this literature. It's like you buy razors online, and they send you razors, like cheap razors, and shaving cream, and like butt wipes.
Yeah.
To really do you like, you take care of your butt and your face. Two big holes. But they take care of it. But in the literature they send you, it's just like fucking can reading. It talks to you with the eyes about the interstate. There's a whole, I had no idea. But the odds and evens and all that shit matters.
Really?
But anyway, Ike, not to jump off the Ike we have here today. Ike Eisenhower designed that shit.
Yeah. That is nuts. I did not know that.
Is your grandfather Ike as well?
No. Well, I mean, I guess I have a grandfather Ike.
But the artifact dealer.
No, that was from my mom's side. My dad is Ike. I never met my grandfather from my dad's side. I never met him. But I know my grandfather from my mom's side, and that's the one with the antique dealer.
Can I say one thing? That guy's a solid dude. Because it's not his family name. He's like, my daughter's new name is Ike. He's like, and I got these great buttons.
Yeah.
Like, am I with me on that?
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, like...
That's a great guy.
It was kind of crazy, because, like, my grandfather... And my uncle, they were both antique dealers, and I've seen like these old like furniture and these old like artifacts, all this kind of cool stuff. Like my whole life, I grew up around these old like things, and like it was really cool, and I also learned like a lot of discipline to like learn to not like touch that shit. So like,
put your hands in your pocket.
Now. Yeah,
we're leaving at 40.
It's very annoying because it's like I want to play with all these
can
things
I
right now.
Can I kick this? Like that's like
yeah.
I got a nephew who's like 3. He's like, can I kick this into the wall? You're like, that's a limb. He's like, all right, can I kick it lightly? You're like, no, it's a limb. That's how kids want to do shit. They're like,
yeah, exactly.
Jeez. What's the coolest artifact? You're saying antiques.
Artifact. That's what I was gonna say. Artifact's like way more of an Indiana Jones thing.
Sure. Temple of Doom, favorite movie. One of them. But tell me, like, what's the coolest antique you ever saw?
The coolest thing I ever held.
I'm expecting a Goonies-like story, so we're gonna block up an hour and 40 minutes.
I wish
it was a treasure map behind a picture.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could say that the coolest thing I ever held in my hands that my family owned at one point was a autographed Jackie Robinson baseball.
Dude,
and I am a huge baseball fan.
Is that a callback?
Ah. I see what you did there.
Comedy.
I see what you did there.
T-Mac does not. So
doing a callback to doing a callback on the podcast to something that was not on the podcast. Like what you did there.
Oh, man. Guys, what's lost that? Never.
So Tom was saying before you kind of like a last-minute addition.
For the show?
Yeah, tonight.
I mean, I don't know if it was last minute. I mean, I was told last week.
Yeah.
We were lucky to get Sam on because, it's only our second time doing the show as Equal Come.
It's awesome.
So we were surprised that, actually, as you could tell by the intro I gave you, we were surprised to have your caliber in here.
Aw, man, yeah.
The crowd's reaction, you don't got to say nothing. The crowd's reaction told everybody how good Sam was. Not by precedent, because a lot of people here probably didn't know you, but straight away, and as I said earlier, Sam like grabbed the crowd by the collar and was like, listen the fuck up and laugh.
I was looking at other people around just to see what their reactions were. People were like hooting and hollering.
Yeah, dude, it was a great set. Because Sam literally said, he's like, I'm killing it, so I'm going to stay over a few more minutes. Yeah. And we were like, fuck off. I wasn't even going to clock, dude. It was a great set. But we were lucky to get Sam on because it wasn't last minute, but it was definitely, like you said, last week.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
We've been trying to get acts together to play a month. So, I mean, hopefully tonight, if we book it again,
yeah,
you know, a month from now, you'll be like, I'll jump on it.
Yeah, I love doing this. This was a great show.
Dude,
yeah,
thank you so much
for putting
me
on
here.
Yeah.
See, performers like you, dude, Mark.
Yeah.
Came down from
Mark O'Connell, that guy's hilarious. I love
Mark
him. Mark
O'Connell, very funny guy. I mean, Tom just said Jeremy Brothers almost came down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can we get the likes of them down to this show, man?
Yeah, dude. It's a really cool show that you guys are putting together. And I was telling Tom this, like, it's not crazy that you could get all these people to come to the show because we're all just desperate for stage time.
We all
want
you're
attention.
We're all unemployed, starving artists, yeah.
Yeah, we just want the attention. So, like...
Sam,
you're saying this four walls? Oh, yeah, I'll go into this room.
You have a microphone?
Yeah.
You already, like, the phone hits the ground. You should have hit the podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
this stage and lights, I'm up for that.
He did the most, like, half-gangster, half-nicest thing ever because he killed it at the end, but he didn't want to drop the mic, so we put it down low and just
I didn't know what the pitch would be.
Yeah.
So.
Like, yeah, like one of those like left brain, right brain moments.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
I was gonna drop it and then I was like, oh, wait, I don't know what the pitch is gonna be like.
You could have broken it, probably would have
fixed it. It was so bogus. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Stand-up, it'll be like 4 years in November. I mean, like, technically, like, the first time I ever did it was, like, when I was, like, 18. I did an open mic one time, and then I didn't do it for, like, another, like, 8 months. You know what I mean? And then I'm 25. So, I like, actually really doing stand-up and, like, taking it seriously or whatever, I was, like, 22. Yeah, I was, like, 22, 21. I started doing improv first. I was doing improv and sketch. When I was like 20, 21, and then I went into stand-up.
Your improv's great.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
I think the format I've seen the most in is they'll do like a blackout to the corner, and then do like a story that relays around. Because I watched a lot of improv asylum shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people from, you know, Hampton Town. It's always, when the spotlight hits you, it's just, you can just tell the crowd's like, I like you. You got that. Like he did at the beginning of the show tonight. He's like a very, like, the way he talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, punctuating a bang. I don't like the guy from Enemy at the Gates. Sorry, Enemy. No, Behind Enemy Lines.
Behind it. Gene Hackman?
The guy talking to Owen Wilson, the guy in the pickup truck.
Oh, yeah. That's behind Enemy Lines.
Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah. Enemy at the Gates is the Will Smith one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most stretch of a reference I've ever heard.
It made sense for me.
Yeah, that was like, holy shit.
I was like, wait. My brain was just like, what the
heck? His brain never says what. His brain's always like, green light. Sure thing, Reddit. But Sam, tell us, because I talked to you interestingly about a talk show you've done. I want to hear about that. Maybe some way we can see it.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I host a talk show once a month at Improv Boston in Cambridge.
Street, I believe.
Yeah, oh shit, where is it?
Yeah,
Prospect
whatever.
Street.
Yeah, Prospect, is it?
Yeah, Prospect Street and Central. Yeah, I host this show. It's called So That Happened. It's a talk show. I love doing it. It's one of my favorite things to do. We've had some really interesting guests on. We had an Emmy-nominated TV producer. We had a Harvard physicist who wrote a book none of it I understood. I interviewed him anyway.
Let's show some pictures, please.
Yeah.
We've got some graphics there.
Yeah, do you have a graph? And we interviewed some members of the Cambridge City Council. Yeah,
now,
it was really cool.
Is it comedy driven, or is it more? Is it trying to be a bridge between, like, is it kind of an informational entertainment?
I mean, we aim for comedy, but I also want to, whatever it is that the guests want to talk about, I want to delve into it, and hopefully we can do some jokes around it. But yeah,
I guess I asked that because from right there, the three guests you named, it sounded very almost like it wasn't like this kid that does stand up over in a car.
Yeah,
real
no,
funny.
But we
You're
have
like a Cambridge Harvard professor.
We have plenty of comics on the show, but they're around in. I mean, we have like fake correspondents. You know, it's very much like we blended a lot of things from the Tonight Show and the Daily Show, and like Weekend Update. We try to like. We were like, let's try to blend all the cool things about late night TV and see if we can put that all in one show. Yeah.
Can it be seen online anywhere for listeners?
Yeah, actually, it can be. I forgot the name of the link, but if you type So That Happened comedy talk show on YouTube or something, Sam Mike, it would pop up. I'm pretty sure. I think we put like abridged versions of the show online because we also film like Man on the Street stuff. And like, yeah, and we put that out there, and we always have like, we have stand-ups be correspondents, and we play this really awesome game at the end of the show that I love doing. It's this game called What State, and basically I read a Craigslist misconnection, and the guests, the real guests, plus like the fake guests, the correspondents, the comics, they have to guess what state that misconnection came from.
No shit.
It's a really fun game.
Craigslist is the best.
Yeah, Craigslist really is.
Tim loves the internet.
I am obsessed with Craigslist. Like, I read Craigslist ads all the time. I'm obsessed with them.
I love the guy that goes out and fucks with people on Craigslist. Like, he's like, oh, like people want a stereo. He's like, oh, you want to buy my stereo? And he'll keep sending photos, but he'll keep fucking it up slightly more. He's like, I'll give you $20 for it. Well, like, people looking for apartments. He's like, oh, here's the blueprints of it. And it's just like a big pool with like one bedroom in it. And people are like, what the fuck? Like, it's this guy who goes out and strictly fucks with people on Craigslist. It's awesome.
Let's get him on the podcast.
I know.
I like to go on Craigslist and just read a bunch of crazy ads. My favorites are the invitations to gangbangs. That is insane. That like someone will post like, hey, you know what? I'm looking for a bunch of people that want to fuck. Like, I love that.
I always wonder if those are real. Like, they're definitely real, but I'm always like, I
want to respond.
Like, yeah, just see what they say.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I just want to, like, not, probably not even the gangbang, but just be like,
can we just come by and podcast while you do this?
Yeah, Bill and Timmy here respond to your orgy request.
Guys, you want to know how to get people to come to your gangbang? Let us have a podcast at your gangbang.
We'll bring like three people.
It works because there's no fixes involved. We don't see your face.
And we'll talk the whole time.
Yeah, we'll just.
That would be an amazing. That would be an amazing podcast. The Orgy Podcast. And
that should be a fucking podcast.
Just a bunch of people talking before and after. Well, yeah.
And during. Okay.
Yeah, during.
Oh, God.
I'm way more interested in the after. Just like, oh, hey, sorry, Vanessa. I didn't mean to come on your arm.
I'm not broken.
That is fucking rich, dude.
You do. Oh, my God. Before would be high energy, and during would be, like, nonsensical, and the after would be, like,
and you're like one-on-one interviews after, so like, who is your favorite?
Yeah, who is your favorite?
It's like a testimonial booth. I'm trying to think.
We might be able to change the game.
This would be a podcast history.
I've never sent out an email from my podcast.
Well, Sam, we broke new ground.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
On a radio show.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. And you know what, too? We're going to be there. Next live recording of your show.
Oh, yeah. It goes officially monthly in July. Yeah.
Right there. Podcast,
if you hit me up on Facebook, I'll get you guys free tickets.
We'll get you to the orgy.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's too funny, dude.
Let's do get it.
Oh, what a funny guy.
Great guy.
No, he is. You could just tell by listening to that, like, the barrel of laughs that we had, just the three of us sitting there.
Yeah, we had a lot. I think we were going to talk about doing a live sex podcast with people off Craigslist. That was one of the ideas we came up with.
I mean, that's not really an idea. That's more of a dream.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of the dreams I live.
It's one of the...
I live the dream.
I live it. So let's just get right into the next one. We have Dan Harold from Scrupulous Productions.
Who's it?
Scrupulous Productions.
What's his name?
Dan Harold.
What's he from?
Scrupulous Productions.
Okay. Hey, you nailed it.
Scrupulous Productions.
Greg Tregellis from Everything and Anything.
Greg Tregellis from anything that people say that don't say get out of here.
Yeah. And then Matt Baker, who is leaving for India.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, this is actually the last recording of him in America.
Yeah, so we're not going to have that second Baker Eats for a while. Well, he's going to have Baker Shits.
Yeah, he's going to have... You can't beat that,
this
man.
This first segment of Baker Shits brought to you by Indian food.
Indian food.
I was talking to him last night. It was really fun. I was with him. It was a fun conversation. So about let's get right into it.
Okay, yeah. You know what we should do? Thanks for leaving the cliffhanger. They should just intro something we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
And now, why are you going faster? I go faster. I go faster, bro. I go faster.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. The last live segment from Maggie's Lounge here. The What Else Are You Gonna Do Wednesday show, hosted by Eagle Cum. We're lucky to be joined, me and Tim, by fellow. I'll call him a producer, even though he's
smart man.
That's a really. I'm not even call myself a producer. But I don't know why I called you a producer, but we're gonna call Greg Trellis a producer, which is probably gonna end up on a resume.
Why is that funny?
At a local get. I said, shut up until I kill you. You gotta see if Greg Tregellis is applying for your job and references us as a reference and puts down producer as a past job, he's lying. Don't hire him. We're also sitting here with Dan Harold of Scrupulous Productions. I pronounced it right.
You did pronounce it.
Long time friend of both of us.
Scrupulous Productions. Tim, would you damn?
You're so good at talking over people. Bill, just keep going.
It's called the Bulldozer.
Yeah.
So no, Dan's here of Scrupulous Productions. He's actually going to host the roast, I rhymed, of Matt Baker. And you know who else we have here on the podcast today?
It's the Matt Baker.
Good Matt Baker. Guys, can you all say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Matt Baker.
Hello.
Oh, this fucking mic. Dude, this thing is like my mortal enemy.
Dan, hit me with the movie reference of when someone looks at something, they turn to stone, besides like Medusa.
Oh, man, I mean, that's pretty much Medusa.
Tony!
That's what Medusa does.
Pretty much Medusa.
Honestly, two women turned me to stone.
Hey.
Medusa and Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, Bill.
My ex-girlfriend,
yeah. Bill, as a Greek, I want to say that in Greek mythology, the person that turns people to stone is Medusa.
Does Medusa have a different name in Roman mythology?
Madonna got me pretty hard.
Yeah.
In the podcast.
In the 80s.
I have to drive home.
Have you ever got a hand job with fishnet gloves?
I can stop you right there and say, yes, I have, friend.
Well, you ever got a hand job for Medusa?
I can stop you right there and say no.
I wore blindfolds.
He was rock hard.
Man, have you ever got a hand job? First question.
Kinda.
All right, there you have it, folks. He kinda got one. You got the scoop from Bill and Tim.
Yep. Deep down.
Well, you guys are cutting edge.
Well, we had to just fucking, we killed two interviews and you came when fucking Stalin.
Yeah, Poto came and fucked up the intro.
You snake like a bunch of drugs.
That's not funny.
I think we could narrow it down from a bunch to like three specific narcotics.
Well, what, three?
We heard some
milk.
Let's hit.
He was like, boom, right there. Right there.
Cause
milk.
Bacon's in what we call roast milk.
Let's do it.
Bacon did them all with him.
That's not fair, because that's absolutely right.
All right, so we got the roast this Saturday. This is gonna go.
Our nice summary by Tim. Next up is Baker.
Are you sure that's the date?
What?
Saturday.
Shut the fuck.
Wait. If you guys are all gonna shit on me,
no, we can't. We can't.
He's my ride. Stop shitting on him.
I'll drive you home if we can keep shitting on him.
Guys,
keep shitting on him.
Guys,
you're bald.
That's like my emotional investment is gone now. I'm fine with this.
You have a weird face, asshole.
You guys rip on me like 16 or 17 more times. I'm out of here.
Your teeth suck.
That's 12.
Oh man.
Your BO is weirder than most people's other BO. Well,
that was a good one.
Fuck you, Dan. Dan's just dropping like zing.
That was a burn.
This is what happens.
Dan put you in the burn unit.
I know. Are you on stage? Are you going to be burning people?
I'm going to be filming the roast of Matt Baker.
You're not going to be in front of the camera,
right? Can you tell people what you have set up?
Yeah, so we recently actually just bought a new camera, which is the Blackmagic 4K camera. Which means it films in 4K, which means that it
Black
takes
Magic 3Ks would have been better because
I love
it was
Black
like
Magic.
KKK.
Yeah, we he loves the Black Magic women. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna have two cameras. We're gonna have one on a tripod. The other one we're gonna go around, get handheld, get all close ups. I'm really excited about doing it. I like the idea of like filming live events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We did Tregellis here. He did a Nirvana tribute show a few months ago, and we filmed that whole event, and we had a lot of fun doing it. So we're down to do another. You know?
It was good.
We've all hopefully a lot of the viewers have seen, a lot of listeners have seen that.
Yeah. And you guys just had Sam Mike on, who's in a documentary that I'm working on as well.
Scripus Productions is doing the Bombed on a Train.
We bombed on a train. Yeah, which we got five comics, and we got on a train at Alewife, and we did an entire comedy show from Alewife to Braintree.
Did you know them
just
before?
Just on the Red Line. The comics, I work with a kid named Justin who knows Sam Mike, and he's like a comedian in the Boston comedy scene.
Right.
And what happened was they had a guy ready to film the event, and
very funny guy.
Yeah, he pussy. You know Justin Peter?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin's the man.
Yeah,
but whoever they had to film it pussied out the last minute, and Justin was like, "Do you want to film it?" And I was like, "I know an opportunity when I see one." Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So
I wonder who pussied out. So let's
like,
see what they're
idiotic
doing.
Idiotic thing to do.
It's
he's like,
now.
He's shooting porn right now.
So we're hoping to put together like a half-hour documentary on it. I've been editing the past few months and it's coming out great. And I honestly, Sam Ike is one of the best parts of the documentary. He's like incredible on it.
Yeah, he crushed
it. Sam Ike was fantastic.
Because he does all his material like on a Red Line train filled with like angry commuters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he didn't hold back his materials. You know what I mean? So it was like.
Was there, hold on now, was it an Ashmont or Braintree train?
We did a Braintree train.
Man, we did. He could have done better than Ashmont.
Yeah, no, they actually did.
A lot of black humor.
You know what? You got to play to your audience.
What's funny, though, they actually did it a second time, and they did it on an Ashmont train, and I wasn't there, and it went
and Sam
terrible.
Sam was shot.
No, it went terrible.
I got a white girlfriend. You son of a bitch. Traitorous bastard.
Oh, man. He did the white girlfriend thing on the train.
I think
he did that
was
on the train.
What's he say? Because he says... He says,
I know you're not racist.
No, she gets mad when I call her white girlfriend. She wants to be called Bridget. dude, he was so funny. I was not surprised, but it was like, it just took the night to, for me, another level.
Yeah. No, I think he's
like, it was
like
performing wise, like, wow.
He's going to be a big deal, I think. He's like, he's a great comedian.
I hope so. I mean, the kid, not only is he like an absolutely very nice kid, but he's also just fucking one of the funniest people out there. He was probably one of the first people I saw do improv at the Asylum. He was like him and Brian.
He was the very first person I saw.
Him and Brian Patterson did a scene together.
I saw him perform smoking a cigarette outside.
And he was probably great.
Yeah.
I'm still baffled by the Ashmont train thing.
Yeah, no, it went really when they did it on the Ashmont train. Apparently,
is that white guilt or something?
No, but like people were just like
mostly black.
They started doing their comedy show. I don't even know.
No,
if
but
they
that's
got
why
the
they
Sam,
were laughing more. At
but
him.
The train revolted. They were like, "We want to go home." They were like, "No more comedy." And they apparently started chanting and shit. And some guy went up to him and was like, "You guys don't shut the fuck up, I'm gonna cut you." And they just got off the next stop. And that was it.
I mean,
you keep going in that point. I wish I was there to film that.
Thank you, Fields Corner.
But when we did
the
show,
you bunch of ignoramuses, you lost Sam Mike. You know what that motherfucker is?
The show went incredible when we did.
He's entertaining the hell out of white people, Massachusetts wide.
The next Wayne Brady. He's Wayne Braintree.
That's
nice. Off the dome on the microphone.
Taught you well,
give me
bro.
Two tags. I taught you well. Bro.
I wouldn't be surprised if Wayne Brady was from Braintree.
All right,
can we call Sam Mike Wayne Braintree sometime?
I'm down for that one.
Hopefully he listens to the podcast because he's fucking on it. Yeah. Sam, text me 617-911.
Hey,
617-911. That's my
number. Don't wear it out. You wear it out.
So with the roasts coming up on Saturday, is there anything in particular that we want to bring up?
Baker being a ship. Oh, you're asking Baker, sorry.
I mean, Baker sucks anyway, so it should be easy to roast him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm probably not going to show up.
This kid's been sitting on a spit for 20.
Most of your family's going to be there, right?
Yeah, I got a huge crew of family coming. I come from a big family.
Yeah.
How many grandkids are there?
I'm the first grandkid of 35 grandkids.
First of 35.
And they were like, we got to stop making more because this one failed.
They could fill
a room. Like, let's get the new model off the line immediately.
They could fill a roulette wheel.
You're like an iPhone 1.
You know, you know what they say in the Baker family, 35 times a charm.
Honestly, Matt,
kind of a fuck up.
Yeah, he's not. we're actually roasting him.
Bridget's my granddaughter. I mean, my goddaughter, not my granddaughter.
Baker has a kid? A twist!
Well, apparently he did get laid.
I think your family is single-handedly responsible for the population being out of control.
Yeah.
Single-handedly. It's like Matt Baker and then China, number one and two.
If one of them don't make it famous, then they all fail.
Yeah. It's not looking good so far.
Dude, Baker's fame. Baker's Vine famous, Twitter famous. Hashtag
Actually, I'm the most
Baker
famous
last
person on your fucking podcast.
Oh! No, I don't think that's a knock. I take that as a serious...
I wasted a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even Barack Obama called Matt Baker a piece of shit once. I think he did.
It was 2010.
The second inauguration,
speech.
I think it was.
Yeah,
the second
I remember that.
The first one, he didn't mention him, but the second one, he was like, FYI, Matt Baker sucks.
I was honored. I was
paraphrasing, but it was that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's how famous he is.
Yeah.
The president called him out for being a jackass.
Plus, Sam Mike had a great joke about Baker tonight.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I saw about like a white guy sucking dick.
Sam Mike's making jokes about Baker now. Wow.
Yeah.
I just met him. He seemed like a pleasant guy.
Wayne Braintree crushed Baker tonight.
Fuck. He started doing like his heavy like black person bit, and Baker turns to me. He's like, "You're gonna love this guy."
I'm like,
and I knew he was going up. I was like, "This isn't the way this dude talks." I knew it. And Baker was like,
"Oh yeah."
Turning around, fucking geeking out.
I was like, "Oh, this dude's got a bit, huh?"
He was in character for like the first 3 minutes, and then like. Release character. I was like, oh, he doesn't do that the whole time. Because I've only seen him do improv.
Yeah.
Tim was like, Poto was going Def Jam on the on the sidelines. Poto like put his beard on like tied his shoes.
I thought Poto was throwing up at one point.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh, come on, fuck you guys, you know.
Boy, don't be ashamed of how you laugh.
I laugh with my whole body.
Perch,
coke,
and weed.
They talk with their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of stuff.
Poto,
you know what? Why are you fucking talking right now, Tim? This fucking kid wants to desperately be black, or he's just either really bad at being a skinhead.
Well, I'm pretty much black from the waist down, so I don't really give a shit.
Oh, that means he wears Air Jordans like they're going out of style.
Air Jordans.
Well, at least his sneakers look good.
My sneakers never look good.
No, what do you got?
That's a small size sneaker, too.
I know.
Yeah, I don't
just saying.
It's the
I don't know how Air Jordan that is, if you know what I mean.
It's the PF Flyers.
It just stinks. Put your fucking shoe
back. That's more like an Air Pippin.
Guys, I know that you can't smell this, but Tim has his shoe off and it smells terrible.
Thank
if you have smelly
shoes
on this
smell
podcast,
this, but it smells like the donk-a-donk.
You don't want to.
Smells gravy.
Anyways, is this ever gonna see air? We're gonna release this tomorrow.
I love how we're getting closer and closer. We're gonna get softer and softer up,
guys.
We're the last people in the bar.
We're in an empty bar. We've hit the minute mark we want to hit. We're very pleased, guys.
It was a great job tonight.
Maggie's Live show. Yeah, it's actually Baker and Dan's first show that they've seen here. Last time, Tim performed. Me and Greg perform every time because our groping group, Eagle, exclamation mark, hosted. Guys, a mix of improv, a mix of stand-up comedy, and it's just a great night overall.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a great audience and just a good time. Good laughs by everybody.
You know what? Everybody tonight, I think, in comparison to the first show, I think overall everybody had a better show tonight. I think overall the whole night was a better
that
night.
That first show must have blown.
Matt was like, I would call it.
I said the boss section was a lot louder this time. It's like, fuck, people.
Thank Christ. Something to distract me. Signing off. Sorry. No, the roast for Saturday.
Hey, Baker, awesome. Did you need a ride home?
Oh yeah,
I thought so.
It was a very good show. Well balanced.
Just know who your endorsements are.
Baker, I'll give you a ride home. We'll make fun of the show all the way home.
All right. Yeah. Blue.
I can walk home. I'll talk shit about all of you.
I will sleep here to destroy you.
I'm like a block from my house. Fuck every single one of you.
And Dan Harold wins, apparently.
That's usually how it goes.
Dan Harold, FTW.
Dan's like Glass Joe. He's 1-99 right now.
Glass Dan. All right, guys. We're going to sign off here at Maggie's Lounge. Awesome show. If you get this transmission before Saturday the 14th at the Beachcomber, 7 p.m. be there. Fireball Whiskey's gonna be there. Matt Baker's gonna be roasting in the fucking seat. And you're gonna have some funny things happening coming your way.
Gonna be super Quincy kid.
2. Make it 3. I'm not driving.
That's no.
That's Shawshank Redemption when he gets raped in the scene.
He says, 2 dicks? Make it 3. I'm not driving. You know how to butcher movie quotes the best way.
I'm one of the best at butchering.
You're like an artisanal
quotes.
Butcher.
In my head, I'm like, this is gonna nail! And then it comes out like...
Even what you just said didn't make, this is gonna nail. That didn't even make sense.
This is a nail!
Oh, fuck me, dude.
I'm Tim McCarthy. There he goes, kids. The man that can butcher every movie quote in the history of movies.
Hey!
Well, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, this is a good episode. I'm thanks for everyone for sticking around. I hope you enjoy the episode. The next episode is going to be awesome because we're going to go into the Baker Roast in great detail.
Yep.
Talk about the jokes we liked, how the night was, favorite jokes, shitty joke, whatever we had. It was a great night. Well, I think I speak for everyone else in the group. Everyone's still beaming.
He speaks for all of us.
I do, because everyone...
I'm straight Willie Beaming.
Dude. Willie Beaming!
See, you nailed it.
Nailed.
Hey, nailed.
Hey, episode 21.
Nailed.
Thanks, everybody.
Love you.
We made it.